LA Sports Live continues on 710 ESPN. Live from San Antonio for tonight's Lakers-Spurs game, here's Michael Thompson. And from the CarMax studios at LA Live, here's Andrew Siciliano.
4:30 pregame again, 4:30, 6:30. So it's a 4:30 pregame and then a 6:30 start time tonight. The Lakers and the San Antonio Spurs live from San Antonio. And Michael, don't forget as well that if you want to hear about some baseball, go to ESPNLosAngeles.com. Spring training less than 2 weeks away. When you go to ESPNLosAngeles.com, find out more about Vin Scully and A. Martinez, his trip out there. Spring training coverage in ESPN brought to you in part by Bubba Burger. Available in your grocer's freezer. Grill year-round with Bubba. And remember, you'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba. Say that five times fast.
I like that.
Michael, are you ready for some soccer talk?
Oh, love soccer.
Okay, well, the Galaxy get going again this Saturday, the Home Depot Center, the New England Revolution in town. Landon Donovan's coming off an MVP season. He's coming off a season as well in which he just spent some time overseas, actually 10 weeks overseas, playing in the EPL. He did great, by the way, for Everton. A couple of goals, three assists, helped the team to a 7-4-2 record in the 13 games that he was there, and he joins us now on 710 ESPN. Landon, how are you, man? Thanks for coming on.
Guys, what's going on? On the way in, I was listening. On the way home, I was listening, and Michael, I'm extremely disappointed you didn't know when our season started.
Well, I kind of do, but when you guys, sometimes you leave, you come back, you play these, you're mixing all these friendlies, and I always get mixed up as which game is for real and which one isn't.
I know. It's fine. Next year, you got to know, okay?
All right. I'll definitely do more homework.
Landon, do you even know when you're where half the time, in all seriousness?
To be honest, since I've been back, I have no clue where I am. I'm waking up all hours of the morning, but starting to get back to a regular schedule now, which is nice.
Hey, we'll get to the Galaxy in a second, and certainly don't want to overlook that, but how was your time in England? From the highlights I saw, it seems like not only did you come up big a couple of times, but when you did, they really embraced you when you were there.
You know, it was weird. I could have never anticipated it was going to go that way. And there was, you know, I wish I could pinpoint what it was, but for some reason, I kind of fell in love with the team there and the fans and vice versa. And it was a really cool experience.
I'm sorry, Michael, did you expect that?
I had no idea I didn't know what to expect. And I'd been in Germany before and the culture, the soccer culture there is a little different in that they're almost waiting for you to make a mistake, and there's just kind of a negative attitude towards it. And in England, it was complete opposite. The minute I got there, walking around the stadium, you know, the ushers, the fans, the players, the coaching staff, everyone was just, it seemed like they were excited to have me there. And when, as an athlete, when you have that, it makes a big difference.
Wow, that's great. Landon Donovan joins us on 710 ESPN. Michael, sorry about that.
Landon, when you go over there as an American, do you have to prove yourself to the Euros the way the Euros have to prove themselves to the Americans over here in basketball?
Yeah, I think so. That's a good question. I think so. We're still, you know, we've had quite a few guys go over and be successful, but I think it just needs more time. And to be honest, we need to do well in a World Cup for that to keep growing. But they respect us a lot more than they ever have. Like I said, from the day I got there, I hadn't trained yet, and I felt like I was accepted already, but that's going to still take more and more time.
Landon, this Galaxy team, David Beckham obviously blew his Achilles out. As you start the season, how is this team different? Have you spoken to David? How's he doing?
Well, first, the team is fairly similar. I think we have five new players and maybe lost five, so it's not, when you have a 25-man roster, it's pretty similar. Funny you ask about David. He actually came in today for the first time, so we got to see him, which was nice. His foot is just disgusting looking, and you can see it in his face. I think he's pretty devastated for a guy who we know how much he's given up to have a chance to play in a World Cup, his last World Cup, and now that's gone. So I think you can tell he's pretty disappointed.
At his age, you think he can make it back?
Yeah, I think he can make it back. The question is how long is it going to take? You know, that's a pretty nasty. I don't know if that injury happens too much in other sports, but it's a pretty nasty injury, and it generally takes 7-8 months until you can get back. So he's as fit as they come. My guess is he's going to make it back quick, and I know he's super motivated, so he'll get back as soon as he can.
You said 7 to 8. The initial report was, and I realize it's just speculation, was 6 months, which would hypothetically mean the end of your Galaxy season. Do you think that's realistic?
What are we in, March?
Yep.
I think it's somewhat realistic. It's hard to know. If we ended in November, I think that would give him some chance. But, you know, a guy like David, like, you forget, he's been through a lot in his life and in his career, and he always comes back and beats the odds. So someone like him, I wouldn't count out.
Landon Donovan joins us, 710 ESPN. Andrew Siciliano, Michael Thompson. Michael is off in San Antonio getting ready for the Lakers this evening and the Spurs. Michael, jump in here.
Landon, now you guys like the NBA and like the NFL. You guys got labor talks going on as we speak. You guys aren't facing some kind of a lockout or a strike, are you?
They got a deal.
We just got a deal. These things, in other sports, they're more evolved and they've had who knows how many collective bargaining agreements in their history, but this was only our second one. So it's an interesting dynamic where you have a league that has, in its first 15 years, lost considerable money and only now is starting to make back some money. And then you have players who want certain rights. And the problem was that we were not given certain rights that other players around the world are given, and that was the main sticking point. And I think at the end of the day, the league realized that those things we were asking for were fair. We weren't trying to economically break the bank because we know that a lot of these guys have spent a lot of money to make this league go. So at the end, I think we all found common ground, and it's good. And I know in other sports there's going to be some interesting times coming up with collective bargaining. It should be interesting.
Are you happy as one of the marquee players in this league with the deal that you guys got?
Yeah, very much so. There's realities in all these things. The reality is, are you better off at the end of everything if there's a work stoppage? And you have to ask yourself that question seriously. So the answer to that, I think, from both sides, the league and our players, was no. And from our players' perspective, like I said, there were certain rights we had to have in place or we weren't going to play, and they met those requests, so I think we're all happy.
Besides yourself, Landon, who's going to be the other big goal scorer for the Galaxy? Is that going to be Mike McGee?
Mike McGee, actually. How'd you know that, Michael? I'm impressed.
Hey,
you like
I know
that?
My soccer.
I like that. Either he has a computer
right now,
somewhere.
He just pulled up LA Galaxy player, and Mike McGee popped up.
I tell you, see, you got to understand, Landon Donovan. I'm older than you, and I was a soccer player before you were.
Michael, you're older than everyone, Michael.
Actually, I'll give Mike McGee some love. He just had a baby girl last night.
Oh, so great!
Or yesterday, yeah. So he's gonna be a big part of our team. The other guy who's been really good in preseason. Is Edson Buttle, who's been here for a few years now, and he's kind of our main goal scorer up there, and I think he's going to have a good year.
Landon, as you're ready for the 2010 FIFA World Cup, and we have to give it its full name, the 2010 FIFA World Cup, June 11th, starting in South Africa. We talked about David's health issue. Obviously, he's out for the Brits, but your team, our team, rather, has just been decimated. Can this team be healthy enough, and can you guys have enough time together as a healthy unit to do the damage that so many of us think maybe you could do, considering the draw and the way the team had been playing?
Yeah, that's the question right now. And the more I think about it, it's pretty devastating the way it's happened with all these different injuries. I think what's going to be defining factor will be, I think most of our guys will actually be back and healthy. The question is, will they have had time to actually get into some games and be in good form? So that's going to be the tough part. We only have three exhibition games before the actual World Cup starts once we get together in mid-May. So that's going to be really important, those games for us. And I know Gooch is coming along quite well, Gooch and Yewu. I know Charlie Davies, I think, is back training now, which is just unbelievable to me. And we got a few other guys who have some minor injuries. But if we get everyone healthy, we've got a real chance to do something special.
What does this year's World Cup mean to you personally?
Well, there's a lot of pieces. I mean, the first World Cup in Africa is pretty special and pretty historic, and you certainly want to appreciate that. For me, after 2006, I was pretty devastated, and I have a better appreciation now for how much people care about this in our country, and we don't often have moments, and not in the soccer world, where this many people are behind it. And everywhere I go, I hear people talking about the World Cup already, and they're talking about the U.S., and I can, you know, at the other table at a restaurant, I heard people talking about it last night, so I know how excited people are, and for me personally, it's a chance to kind of redeem ourselves from 2006.
So you go to restaurants and eavesdrop on other people's conversations, huh?
I thought it'd be the other way, but I'm listening to them.
Hey, you know, Brazil let you guys have, I think I've said his name right, Juninho, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, to be coming from Brazil to the MLS as a 21-year-old, does that mean that the MLS has a lot of, I don't know, code of respect, say from a soccer-crazed country like Brazil, that they would lend you one of their young players?
That's actually a really good question. I was actually thinking the same thing today, that these are good, talented young players. And now, in the past, our league was, you know, candidly looked down upon by other countries around the world. Now it's a way to be seen because, obviously, with the David factor, people are paying attention. So now you have a platform to perform. And a lot of guys want to come here. And whether it's on their way to maybe a big club in Europe, or it's just getting a little better situation than they have, guys are trying to take advantage of it, which is great for us.
Well, Landon, let's do the business here. Certainly tell them that the Galaxy open up against the New England Revolution. Great matchup, especially considering the way you guys finished last year. And that is Saturday at the Home Depot Center, 8 o'clock. 1-877-3-GALAXY, 877-3-GALAXY, or LAGALAXY.com. So we have that out of the way for the game. What about you and United Against Malaria? Still doing work with them?
I am. I appreciate you asking. Thank you. It's pretty fun. I actually got to do something kind of creative. My dad plays hockey. He's 63. Still plays hockey.
Wow.
He's a stud. And his hockey team went to... or is going to a tournament in Florida in a few weeks, so they're going to get the logo put on their jersey, and they're all gung-ho. And I just saw on Facebook, actually, I just saw a picture of all them in their jerseys on the United Against Malaria fan page, so it's pretty cool.
And you can find out more either on Facebook there or on UnitedAgainstMalaria.org, right?
Exactly.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Landon, thanks for coming on. Best of luck not only this season.
It.
Let's do it again before you guys ship out.
All right, let's go Lakers tonight, huh?
You got it.
Easy. Easy
thanks,
win.
Man.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Landon. Landon now, Donovan of the Galaxy.
They got to realign the MLS or find three more teams for the Eastern Conference. They got four teams in the East and seven teams in the West.
You totally right now are on LAGalaxy.com, aren't you?
Not at all. I just I follow soccer.
You
I don't
you
know
on
why
the
it
MLS's
shocks you.
Website?
That's why I keep telling you. You need to expand your horizon
Michael,
beyond
I do.
The big three.
No, Michael, I respect soccer. I think
you don't like tennis.
Michael, when Landon...
The only reason why you like golf is because of Tiger. You don't like boxing. Yeah, see, what else don't you like?
All of
you
those things.
Oh, you hate
you
track
said,
and field.
All of those things you just said were lies.
Oh, yeah?
They're
you
blatant
hate, you
lies.
Make fun of Usain Bolt and my Jamaican Caribbean comrades.
Michael, hold on. First off, when we've had Landon on, and by the way, very, very, very grateful for his time, and he's been a great guest when he's been on, both in studio and there on the phone. I think, Michael, you could tell from the way we're talking about things, and I respect his soccer. Mm-hmm. I certainly respect the sport worldwide. I did nothing but talk about soccer when I was in Argentina and Chile a couple of weeks ago.
No, that's
nothing.
When in Rome,
nothing
you do
but
as the
soccer.
Romans do. But when
exactly.
you come home, I mentioned soccer, you start yawning.
Michael, when you were gone yesterday, Elio Castroneves, we shared 20 minutes in studio, talked race cars.
Yeah.
When you were gone.
I love that.
So, everything you just said, unmitigated lie.
What's your five favorite sports?
Five favorite sports, baseball and football up top.
Okay, of course.
Yeah. Then basketball.
Three. Four or five is what?
Then after that, you just throw them together, really.
See?
Well, I respect it, but that doesn't mean I hate them.
Okay.
I mean, what you said is absolutely false.
My five favorite, number one, track and field. Mm-hmm. Number two, tennis. Number three, boxing. Four, basketball. Five, football.
Well, good to know, Michael, that your number four sport has paid your bills quite well. Good to know.
I still love it. It's just that I like the other ones better.
Good to know. I'm glad it's so far down on your list.
No, it's not. Down the list. It's fourth.
Be sure
fourth
to tell Spiro this evening you're not really interested.
No, did I say that? I love basketball, but I just like the other ones better.
710 ESPN.
Hey, this is Kobe Bryant. You're listening to 710 ESPN's LA Sports Live.
Sports radio for LA.
Live from San Antonio for tonight's Lakers-Spurs game, here's Michael Thompson. And from the CarMax studios at LA Live, here's Andrew Siciliano.
Hey, don't forget that little viewing party going down to the Commerce Casino for the Lakers-Spurs game. You know, Michael is there, but you could watch it at Commerce Casino tonight, and there's a reason for you to go. I mean, a big reason for you to go. Michael Cooper's going to be there. Plus, there's a chance to win four tickets
for the Lakers and the Spurs when they come back here Easter weekend, April 4th at Staples Center. And those tickets are good seats. Guys, I saw them yesterday. They're really, really good seats. They're from PrestigeTickets.com. Prestige Tickets, the official ticket broker of LA Sports Live. They are not giving you garbage. They're giving you the real deal. I held those seats in my pretty hands yesterday. Or I held those pretty seats in my gnarled hands yesterday. And Prestige Tickets gave them up this time, guys. Those are good seats for the Lakers and Spurs. And you can go tonight to Commerce Casino to try to win those seats and meet Michael Cooper and be there for the viewing party. Lakers and Spurs also on the line. $710 in chips from Commerce plus a sling box. Commerce Casino. You want more details? Go to the radio page of ESPNLosAngeles.com. Michael, I know you don't want to do Twitter, right?
I don't know how to.
I know. And you know that I've come on here many times in the past and said something like this. Kids, be careful these days. Everyone's reading what you write. You do something on Facebook or Twitter, there will always be repercussions. I mean, heck, we've had meetings about this on the corporate level. But kids put their life in the streets these days. They put it on Facebook. They put it on Twitter. And they don't know when to stop. You know who Tommy Mason Griffin is?
Tommy Mason Griffin. Any relation to Jackie Mason?
No, he's a point guard. 5'11 point guard. Played for Oklahoma.
No.
Had a decent season, but no one thinks he's ready for the NBA. Chad Ford thinks that he is likely to go undrafted. Maybe he'll get picked end of the second round. He was third team all Big 12. Mm-hmm. Third team all Big 12 as a freshman. He's undersized. He's 5'11.
Right.
No one thinks he's ready for the NBA.
Right.
He isn't. Well, the kid's leaving.
Why? They'll go where?
He's going to the NBA.
What do you mean? He's putting his name in a draft?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe he's just experimenting to see what interest is out there.
Well, let me read to you what he wrote on his Facebook page. And this is more, Michael. This isn't necessarily about a kid who's decided to leave early for the NBA. It's about a kid who doesn't get it. It's about our educational system. It's about the inability of American youth to properly express themselves because they've grown up writing with their thumbs, text messaging, and now tweeting. And I believe, as Samuel L. Jackson once said, ain't nothing of any importance ever been written with your thumbs. Tommy Mason Griffin, I leave school, S-K-O-O-L, early, and getting, no G, nothing, no G, but negative press. Nobody wants to see you, Y-U-E, make it. What, W-A-T, happen to helping a N-word from the hood? No. That's what he writes on Facebook.
Really?
Then he writes, on a mission, it's official, dat, D-A-T, I'm leaving, no G, school, S-K-O-O-L, and entering, no G, draft. So if you, Y-U-E, see me and ask me why, the letter Y, ain't doing, no G, another, no R, year, Y-U-E, might, he spells might, M-I-T-E, get ignored.
Well, that's just like, isn't that like the lingo people
No,
use
Michael, that's awful English. And that's the way kids write these days. And talk, for that matter.
Yeah, but isn't that like that Twitter or that Facebook, like, language they use now, like the abbreviated words and all that stuff?
I mean, you could write that, Michael. What I do is I choose not to write like that. If I post something on a social networking site, I choose to simply say it more concisely with fewer words.
Yeah, those kids who are 18, you know, 15 to 20 now, 21, whatever he is. I guess that's their way. That's their new way of talking jive. How about that?
I don't know. I don't know. Michael, let's move on. Joining us now, because we're all watching CBS these days, because it's all about the NCAA tournament, but you should also watch CBS on Monday night. I know Belzer does. It's truly one of Belzer's favorite shows, hands down. Patrick Warburton joins us, Michael, from CBS and Rules of Engagement, right now on 710 ESPN. Huntington Beach guy, living now, believe in the Valley, right? Patrick, how you doing, man?
Not the Valley. No, no, no.
No, no.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Now, out in that Camarillo, Ventura County.
So way out there.
Way out there.
So when you're on the 101, God forbid you stop in the Valley, just keep going.
It gets a little warm.
And Michael, you also...
I certainly do my share of driving.
You also recognize his voice, Michael, as Joe Swanson, the dude in the wheelchair from Family Guy.
That's right.
Wait, Andrew or Mike, who's the Huntington Beach guy there?
Michael lives in, where do you live, Michael?
Ladera Ranch. By Mission Viejo.
Oh, okay. Good area.
Down there. South of Irvine. Deep in the OC.
Close enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
In the OC.
Yeah.
We never called it that.
No, what do you call it then? You there? Hello?
See, the people in the OC turned him off when he said...
What was that beep beep? I've lost calls before. I've never heard a call with a beep beep get dropped. Yeah. All right, we'll try to get Patrick back.
By the way, is Oklahoma City the other OC?
No, it's OKC is what they call it.
Really?
Yeah. You don't know that?
But Oklahoma's is an O. And so a city starts with a C.
Yeah,
so
but they call it OKC. Well, there's OKC. Orange County, New York as well, like OC Choppers. You know right. that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's our Orange County.
Yeah. Too many OCs out there.
Well, OKC. I mean, if the airport, go by the airport code, Michael. OKC.
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 You know, as much as you've traveled, you probably know every airport code in America. What is PDX?
What is PD? That's Portland.
Very good.
Okay, what else?
What is MIA?
Mike, come on. Miami.
All right. What is ORD?
Chicago O'Hare.
Very good.
I pretty much know them all. Keep going.
What is SEA?
Seattle. SeaTac. That one's not tough.
You don't know SNA?
Yeah, that's Orange County. That's John Wayne.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Man, you're good.
What else?
What is BUR?
Burbank. Ah, come on, Michael. These are easy. You're giving me ones in our backyard.
I know. As much as I travel, let me think. What was another one? I used to know all this stuff, too. That's kind of cool, knowing all the, what do you call those? Prefixes for the, what do you call those things?
It's just called airport codes.
Airport codes, yeah. Oh, let's see. What is, no, I wouldn't, I don't think that's it. What is FTL?
FTL?
Mm-hmm.
FTL.
It's a town in Florida.
Fort Lauderdale.
Very good.
All right, Patrick Warburton joins us again now on 710 ESPN. Sorry about that, Patrick.
I'm sorry. We got disconnected.
No, it happens. It happens. Rules of engagement, man. The show's going strong. Compare Jeff, your character there, to the other guys you've played over the years.
Putty was a lot of fun, but in a sense, I kind of scratched the surface with that guy, and... He was a little bit more of a, it seems like a character or a character. And I think Jeff is more of a guy that, I think guys can relate to, especially those who have been married for 19 years because, like myself who, I mean, I can relate to so much that goes on in that show and the script. That's fun. And Tom Hertz, who's the showrunner and created the show, created Jeff, he said, with me in mind, and he's lived the same life, and so there's a lot to relate to Jeff.
Yeah, I often wonder that, because I think a fair way to describe Jeff is, I don't know, maybe macho? I mean, is that the right word? Is that maybe? And I always wonder how an actor can separate their life at home when you're playing something, I don't know, similar, you're putting yourself in the same kind of role. How do you separate you and that character when you take it to the screen?
It's hard to, because... constantly, life is imitating art, and art's imitating life on that show, because all five of us tend to be playing ourselves, Spade, not excluded, and it's all relatable. So oftentimes, it really feels like I feel like I'm being somebody very close to myself.
Patrick Warburton joins us. You see him on CBS Rules of Engagement every Monday night. Michael Thompson, Andrew Siciliano, Michael Jeff. Patrick also does... a lot of voice acting as well. Do you feel, Patrick, that you have more freedom doing a voice, or do you have more freedom on the screen?
Well, you definitely have more freedom doing a voice, because you can back-to-back just try different things, and then they'll take what they want. Now, when I work on a Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane works really fast, and we just go in and knock it out in 5 or 10 minutes. That's it. You can goof a lot when you're doing voice work. And then when the on-camera stuff, it's got to be a little more disciplined.
Now, and Patrick, you're a man after Michael's heart. Michael, he studied marine biology for a little
really?
Bit. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a fraud in that area. I thought that's what I wanted to go into, but first off, you have to get something better than a D in science.
Well, yeah. Michael's the same way. Michael wanted to be a fighter pilot. Then he realized he's 6'9". He can't fit in the stinking plane.
Exactly.
Well, I didn't even get through junior college, so.
Well, it's okay. Michael had a full ride to play basketball in college. Michael, did you do your homework or did somebody else?
Well, a little bit of both. I shared my homework around among my fellow students.
Patrick, how much of a basketball fan are you? How much are you keeping track of the NCAA tournament?
I like it. I've been trying. I just spent a week in Vail with my two oldest kids. We went skiing, so I caught a little bit of the Kansas game, and that was pretty exciting to see. And then I saw a little bit of the Kansas State game.
Now, as
Cornell, because my dad went to med school in Cornell, and it's crazy to see them make it this far.
Now, I don't. I highly doubt you saw this today. But, you know, it's Kentucky against Cornell, for those who don't know. And there couldn't be two more different schools and two more different programs. DeMarcus Cousins, who's one of the stars, the big man for Kentucky, was asked about that, you know, that dichotomy today. And he said, it's not as if we're taking them on in a spelling bee. It's a basketball game. Don't we all kind of, as the little guy deep down inside for part of our life, root for Cornell in that game?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's if you don't have a dog in that fight, it'd be great to see the far, far underdogs take this one. Yeah.
Are you more a college or pro basketball fan, Patrick?
A little bit more pro. We have a buddy, just a family buddy. He married my wife's best friend, and he comes over and hangs out at the house all the time. He used to be an actor. And he remembered me from commercial calls in the day before I'd ever even met him. And, he's just like a guy's guy, helped out as an assistant coach. Just read the paper last week. He just, was made general manager of the Clippers. That's Neil. So I think I'll be going to some more Clippers games this year.
Yeah, see, I mean, so you got that in, Michael. I mean, you see, Michael always sits here and bags on the Clippers and then tells me that I'm, yeah, you do. See, I'm turning it around on you, Michael.
Oh, I like the Clippers. I want them to be good. I think it's good when both teams are playoff teams in L.A.
Eventually it'll happen. I mean, yeah. I mean, one of these days, maybe.
Well,
next year.
Yeah, now that Neil's the GM, I think they got a really good season.
Yeah.
Who would you like to see the Clippers hire as the next coach, Patrick? You got anybody in mind?
Oh, now you're putting him on the spot, Michael.
Yeah, well, I think
you really are. Now it's like you're talking to an authority, and you're not.
Michael, who do you want to see as the coach?
George W. Bush is here with me. I mean, he might have an opinion. Who should be the next Clippers coach?
You think he would like it?
I tell you what. I think Dick Cheney would be a great coach. He has shot his friend in the face, but that's just friendly fire. Our Spanish-speaking Americans, amigo fuego. It's fun to say.
Watch Rules of Engagement, CBS. Monday night, and the NCAA tournament gets going yet again tomorrow. Patrick Warburton, we truly appreciate the time, man. Love the work. Thanks for coming on.